Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Sam Cook, the managing editor for the Oil Man magazine. Sam Cook, managing editor, Oil Man magazine. We're talking about the upcoming issue where I've got a story in there about how oil company is using some other shale plays to figure out some methodology to now go to the Bakken and Niobrara. So that's one of the previewed stories, but we thought we'd bring the editor on to talk about some of the other stories that we've got in there. Of course, in addition to this radio program, I also do energy writing as well. Sam Cook, managing editor for Oil Man magazine. What are a couple of the big features you guys have, the cover story, if you will, this particular month?
Yeah, so this month we're focusing on downstream, and so our main feature is going to be looking at just the way technology and politics kind of interact on the downstream. And we kind of think the downstream kind of gets ignored often. When you see kind of like the news for news stories, you know, news media, a lot of it focuses on how much oil is coming out of the ground, but a lot of it kind of ignores what's happening after that oil is, you know, is delivered downstream. So our feature is kind of like looking at kind of the technology that kind of goes into downstream, how that's kind of changing things, the kind of increased need for downstream facilities and things like, you know, just like power generation and even pipelines and stuff like that, and some of the technology that's actually involved in that as well. As well as the politics that are involved in that, because there are a lot of politics involved in all aspects of the oil industry, but particularly in downstream, I think the politics of that tends to actually get more attention than anything else. All the protests that are usually involved in things like oil pipelines and that kind of stuff.
One of the things about technology that we've found on our programs is that there is a little bit of an informational gap as far as teaching old dog new tricks, if you will, an acceptance or kind of a lost in translation with some of the bringing the oil and gas up to the 21st century. In fact, one gentleman on my program last week flat out said it's time for oil and gas to start using 21st century technology in the 21st century, meaning they're still using old technology. Are you finding that with some of the stories that you're uncovering?
Well, there's a little bit of pushback, but actually what we're kind of finding is that because of the low oil prices, a lot of companies are kind of embracing technology in that a lot of it actually is able to lower operating costs across the board. And that's, you know, that hasn't always been necessary when oil prices were high, but, at $50 a barrel, it becomes necessary in order to survive. So a lot of them are actually finding ways to, you know, integrate technology into their operations that actually are helping them save money. Our feature is actually kind of focusing on kind of like the materials that are now being used, particularly thermoplastics parts in both the construction of different, you know, necessary stressed parts that are in the oil industry, but also in the pipeline. One of the interesting things we found is that most oil pipelines used to be made of, things usually have steel and iron, but those ones are not, they don't have a particularly long shelf life, and a lot of the oil spills that we get reported in the news these days are actually not new pipelines. They're old ones that are just finally given away. So they're kind of replacing a lot of the old pipelines in the U.S. with new, more durable plastics, and that's really important and having a big impact on, well, we will have a big impact in the future on the safety of the pipeline system. But also, just in general, there's just a lot of technology involved in the whole process. It's bringing the prices down, which is actually really good.
You mentioned bringing the prices down, obviously, and that's one of the key phrases that oil and gas companies like to hear, and they try to do as well. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about the technology and the savings. Going back 5, 6, 7 years, a lot of the technology companies, one of their biggest complaints was they were untested, they were unproven, they were a science experiment, if you will. Fast forward to today. It sounds to me, and I'm hearing this more and more, and kind of what you just explained validated it, at least in my mind, so I wanted to double check. It seems to me like a lot of these technological companies now have data, now have savings, now have those types of informationals that oil and gas companies are looking for, and now it's really starting to really take off a lot faster than I think people understand. Am I kind of hearing that too?
Yeah, no, what you're seeing is definitely the case. Yeah, I think we had an issue a couple of months back about the kind of big data and its role in the oil and gas industry. But big data has been kind of really important in kind of verifying the importance of a lot of these new technologies that we're seeing kind of being implemented across the different aspects of the oil and gas industry. You know, it's prior to big data collection, and then also the necessary processing power to actually do something with all those numbers. It's just impossible to actually figure out what's going on. But now that we have the tools, the computer processing power and the data collection tools and the data analyzing tools, we're kind of really starting to see just the impact that different technologies can have on making things cheaper for everyone.
Sam Cook, managing editor of the Oil Man magazine. Of course, you can always check them out online. Oil Man Mag. Is it oilmanmagazine.com? Is that the website?
Yeah, that's our website.
Okay, oilmanmagazine.com. And check out their past articles, like the one Sam Cook just mentioned. Name a couple other stories that you guys are going to be talking about here in the issue that's currently on the newsstands right now.
We have some general news, kind of forward, but we also have a couple of issues, articles that are focused specifically on different aspects of technology as it relates to the oil and gas industry. It's going to be a really tech-focused issue.
Well, that's kind of the way things are going. I mean, the wildcatting days are done. They know where the oil is. So now it's down to like a price play. And one of the greatest ways to get the price down is modernizing things from either the plastic industry to the transportation industry to what eventually bleeds into the oil and gas industry. And like you were talking about, the downstream, the oil and gas industry goes well beyond oil and gas companies. I mean, the oil and gas industry oftentimes can even involve a cafe owner because the majority of their business comes from oil and gas workers going out to the rig type of a thing. So that's how we look at it as far as the oil and gas industry. And that's kind of what's happening with a lot of the technology stuff. So you guys have really decided that you believe technology is going to be a crucial, critical part of the oil and gas future. Is that safe to say that your editorial outlook is at least going to be looked at that in every issue, or at least a thematic part of technology going forward, or is this just kind of a one-off deal here?
Well, that's certainly not a one-off. You're definitely going to be seeing a lot more of that in our issues, because it's so important to the industry. But then we're also kind of trying to, I think we talked about this last time we talked, but we're also trying to look at the human element that's involved in the oil and gas industry. So we're looking at ways to do more of that as well.
Okay, so we mentioned a few stories in the magazine right now. Have you guys got, are you working on next issue already? Got time for a quick preview and then mention how people can get the magazine and check it out online. So what's coming up and how can people read and get in touch with you guys?
Nothing to share about the next issue, but they can get in touch with us on the website, oilmanmagazine.com. They can catch us on Twitter, and they can also catch us, we also have a newsletter you can sign up for on the website, which will help you keep up with all the articles that we post regularly.
To listen to the full-length interview with Sam Cook, the managing editor for Oil Man Magazine, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.